Today is September 14th, 2016, and that means Wyoming Public Radio has been on the air officially for 50 years. And to celebrate that birthday, we have Bob Beck, news director here at the station, in to talk a little bit about where it's come from and where it's going. Bob, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you. It's bright and early.
To get us started, how has the station changed in the time that you've been here? You've been here for about 28 years now, since 1988. What are some of the big differences from when you first started to now?
I don't know that it was a lot different when I came than it was for many years before that. It was essentially a student radio station with some professionals here. Most of the people that certainly worked in news, all of them outside of me, were part-timers or student interns and that kind of thing. And so we had a lot of those kinds of people that had different shows. It was kind of a hodgepodge in format, I think, when I first came here, a lot of different DJ programs. And at some point in time, in the early 90s, we brought in a program, or a general manager, rather, who made it much more professional, and we started becoming much more of the station that we became today. We started hiring some more professional people, used students a lot less, and we just simply grew from there.
The station's certainly grown since you first came here as far as personnel and reporters. What about its reach across the state?
Well, it's amazing. When I first came here, it was basically a Laramie Cheyenne radio station. We had a couple of translators in Torrington, Casper that nobody could hear, and Rollins. And then we got a transmitter for Rock Springs, and then we got one for Jackson, and we were off and running. Going to Jackson was critical because it allowed us to make a lot more money than we were making in some of our other locations. Fund drives we would have, we would raise $25,000 and sometimes not hit that goal. And, you know, so to be in a situation where we're making $375,000, $400,000 in just like the fall, and then also doing that same kind of thing in the spring, because when I'm talking about $25,000 before, it was throughout the entire year. That's remarkable to me to see where we've come. It's remarkable that you can have reach all these corners of the state and become a very important news source for so many people. You know, we can't cover everything. We do it the best we can. But I think that we're very important to a lot of people in this state. And I would have never guessed that we would have the impact on Wyoming that we do today.
Bob, you've covered many big stories in your time here. What are some of the ones that stand out to you?
Well, obviously, number one, so it's going to be the Matthew Shepard murder and the wild 2 years that we had covering both of those trials and that particular case. And that's the one that's always going to leap out at you. The other one that's number two for me is the crash. We're very near the anniversary once again of the eight cross country runners that died the week of September 11th, as a matter of fact, in 2001, where a drunk driver crossed the line and killed eight of them. We call that the Remember the Eight crash. And that was unbelievable for me personally, because I had actually been to their most recent cross country meet and had followed that group of runners to the Snowy Range Mountains actually the day before. And so to learn that Sunday morning that most of them were dead was really remarkable. And when you saw the crash scene, it was even worse. And so those are two that are burned in my brain. But there's a couple of others. I covered the execution of Mark Hopkinson, who was the last person executed in our state. I went to Rollins for that in 1992. We had an incident where there was a young lady who was a seven-year-old who was trying to fly across the country from California. And she came here, I want to say it was an April day where we had some snow in the forecast, and she and her father and a pilot trainer were in the plane together. They tried to take off from the Cheyenne Airport and crashed, and that certainly got some national attention. And so those are some cases that certainly come to mind. Been through a couple of booms and busts here in the state of Wyoming, but those are the big ones.
Any anniversary prompts us to think about the next 50 years, especially looking back at the past 50 years at this station. What do you think the next 50 years will bring, especially in public media, as we're facing questions of the digital end of this and listenership and reaching out to new listeners? Where do you see all of this going?
It's hard to say. Things have changed so much. And let me just say that technology has changed our world because, you know, of the phones that we have, the ability to actually file stories from phones is just ridiculous that you can do that and sound like you've never left your studio. The ability because of the internet to send stories back. I remember when we used to have things like phone clips that you would take off a phone receiver on a payphone, clip it onto the phone, and that's how you would send your tape. It would sound like a phone interview. And so the technology changes that we've seen recently that's maybe made radio a little less important is really interesting. I think because of Wyoming's distance, some sort of radio will always be very important here, whether it's coming from the internet or whether it's coming just traditionally from over the air. I think we'll still be around, but we have to change. And Christina Kuzmich, our general manager, has done a great job of looking into the future and trying to change things. When I started, as I said, I had a student staff, I think, of three or four people and myself. You know, to have six or seven people in my newsroom now is a whole different game, and it allows us to be much more professional, much better. And I think that we are positioned, certainly as a news department, and I think throughout the station, to adapt to any changes. I think there's some exciting things that happen that I've never even thought of before, but I think Wyoming Public Radio will be here for a long time.
Well, Bob, it's been a pleasure reminiscing and speaking with you this morning about the anniversary year happening today at Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for talking to one of your favorite old timers.